listening to From the Ladder Factory.
Was that okay for Neville?
It sounded all right to me.
Well, okay, well, that's that. We are switched on. We are live. We are here at Ladder Factory, or Green Ladder, as we are for this show. We've got a new presenter with us today, although you have heard his voice before. Ed, and I just suddenly, I've blanked on my own show. That is terrible. Even my own notes. Ed Dyer. I haven't blanked that much. Honestly, really not. No. Well, welcome to Ed Dyer, who's here standing in for Dave at the last minute, bottled out for some reason. Can't take the pressure, really, can he?
It's too cold out for him.
It's too cold out for him these cold winter nights. Anyway, Ed Dyer from Swindon, music promoter, band manager, and music journalist, shall we say? Let's call you the grand term of music
title.
Journalist.
The posh title, yes.
Well,
thank
why
you.
Not? Why not? Why not? Absolutely. So you're here joining us today and talking about all sorts of good things about music in the not the Swindon area, because it's our Green Ladder show, so it's all
national,
all national stuff,
music all over the place,
music from all over the place. Because you have been. When did you come? You came in and help. Oh, was
talk about the shuffle,
the Swindon
talk
shuffle
about the Swindon
show.
Shuffle back in the summer.
Last year, yeah.
That's right.
Is that still being planned for this
year?
Yes,
it is. It is. Yeah, we've got a date in mind.
Yeah,
we've just got the last couple of venues to tie up an agreement with.
Good.
And then it will probably be announced imminently.
Excellent. We could do another special then, couldn't we?
Certainly can.
Yeah, look forward to that. That was probably one of our most popular shows, I think, actually, last year. Okay, we're going to go on with a track from a band we have played before. We're going to go on with the Duotone, wonderful experimental chamber folk. That's a nice term, isn't it? Chamber folk. Do you know what you expected to hear here?
Bed chamber?
Not quite
no.
Bed chamber. All right, Duotone was Married to the Sea.
Sinks down and says its last goodbye. What's planted in the ground, what it is we found. This is where I want to be.
Yeah, so you weren't making notes while that was being played, weren't you?
Of course I was, Sean.
Of course you were, yeah. Wonderful, absolutely incredible. I saw them live in... so that was Duotone with a track of theirs called Married to the Sea, and I saw them live in Oxford last October. I was just saying there, it's all right, violin and cello and all that sort of stuff. But when they play live, the cellist, Barney Morse Brown, he ends up being like Jimi Hendrix. You can almost he's almost sets it on fire.
Plays it with his teeth. Yeah.
I think he feels like it because there aren't many. They're not strings on cello. Is it hair? Is it horse hair?
I have no idea.
It looks like horse hair.
Well, once you move away from bass, drums, and guitar, I start coming out of my comfort zone.
So you don't follow chamber music, chamber folk much then? Not that often.
No, there's not much chamber folk in my record collection.
No, isn't it really? Okay.
It was a really nice, lively way to start the show, Sean.
Well, we are an eclectic radio podcast, aren't we, really? We a variety. It's like Saturday afternoon's variety show, isn't it? Maybe Bruce Forsyth will come and do a bit of tap dancing as well.
Oh, I hope not.
There you go, that's Bruce Forsyth doing his tap dancing.
No, it's a nice sort of sunshiny, summery feeling, lying on your back in a field, watching the clouds scud by, which is a nice feeling to have on a day as bitterly cold as this.
With some wenches working in the field, maybe.
Absolutely, yes.
We could throw a
Bucks and wenches.
A box of wenches. Bucks and wenches. A box of,
a box of
bucks and wenches, maybe. Yeah, that would be even nicer, really, wouldn't it? That would be fun.
A big box.
We had them. Had them an interview on Ladder 22. So if you do want to go back and track that one down, there were a good couple of chaps to interview. That's Barney Morse and James Garrett.
And I hear their website's a bit of a
Their website is. I've mentioned it before. It's like a turn of the century American newspaper, and they got that Mumford and Sons. Faux. You were saying, not me. You were saying. I'll drop you in it.
I like Mumford.
I like this. And they've also on their album that came out. I've forgotten the name of the album now. They also, you can get a. I don't know if it's in the album, whether it's part of a download. Remember as children, you could get those little cardboard characters and cut out clothes. You could cut out shapes.
Yes.
They got those of this band as well. And that's a little set. I think that's probably just an exclusive.
Nice little gimmick.
I think maybe it just came with a vinyl set or something, whatever. I don't know. I'm talking bollocks now. I'm mumbling on, really. I'm mumbling. No gigs lined up. In fact, they haven't got anything lined up. In fact, when I did see them, they were just right at the end of their tour. That was like last October. And I think,
so
unfortunately,
potentially some new material at
some
point.
Well, it could be. Or they've just gone back to work, really.
Sad as it really is,
I think is that it's one of those tours. You know, they're a huge tour across the whole country, but it's 2 weeks off work to do it. You know,
and so that's no mean feat in this day and age to try and organise and then support something like that.
Yeah, no, they were saying how they were supported by. I think one of them works for Intel or some computer company, and he's passed the word down. Obviously, big company passed the word down within there, and they provide a lot of accommodation by just. Friends within the business, really.
Well, that's a good way
which
doing
is wonderful.
It.
One way of doing it, because that's where all the money goes.
Get the intranet up and running, and
get the word out there. And although the gig I saw was sold out, it was at the Pegasus Theatre in Oxford, which is
that's not a small venue either. Though.
Oh, it probably wasn't. Yeah. I mean, it was 12 quid a ticket. You know, it was.
Ouch.
So hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, they should be putting a few quid in their pocket to at least pay for the next album anyway, because it was a wonderfully recorded, really good quality produced album. And
not easy to record that kind of music either.
No.
You do need a proper studio for.
Yeah, and they had some good help. There's another great local band, Welcome to Pete World. They came and joined in and participated. In fact, if you go to their website.
Welcome to Pete's World.
Peep. We had this last week. Yeah, Peep World.
Ah.
That's a local band.
I think we're going back to the Ladder Factory, which is Pete's World.
That is Pete's World. Yeah, definitely. Well, it's a strange world anyway, isn't it? and they were on their video that came out with that. I tell you what, let's have a bit of this.
Oh yeah.
Looking for some gusset soaking saucy summer reading? The From the Ladder Factory book of the week is 50 Shags in May from controversial local author Barbara T. Buttbruiser.
Oh yeah.
50 Shags in May follows the erotic adventures of Oscar Von Panhandle. By day, a mild-mannered canine waistbin operative. By night, an erudite sex god with a deadly 15-inch flange stoker. Compulsive page-turning is the only option as Posh Totty, with double-barreled names, are seduced into his perverse nocturnal world of filth and depravity. Marks and Spencer's spicy pork picnic roll will never taste the same again. No cheesy build-ups, no romantic drivel, just handcuffs, butt plugs, agricultural sump oil, and 24/7 wall-to-wall shagging with plenty of this. 50 Shags in May is available now. Get it from the classic literature section of the Matters of the Trouser Sex Emporium, Canada Lane, Farringdon.
Oh, so anyway, I said to her, she said to me, we both agree we've never met.
So we're going to have a change of volume there, then, you reckon?
I think so. Looking at this running list.
Oh, I don't think I picked one of their loudest tracks coming up. We're talking about the James Warner Prophecies, who you're saying actually did play in Swindon very recently.
Last week, yeah, they were played a Songs of Praise night down at the Victoria.
Yeah, because Dave, we tried to get them on one of their tracks in one of the earlier Green Letter shows a couple of months ago, and we put the show together, sent out some messages, sent us a track, we'll play it. put the show together, and then they sent us the track. Sort of wrong way round, really,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That's anyway, typical.
I've got the track, and I thought, I want to go back and play it, because we did listen to it. They sent me about three tracks, really enjoyed them. And
very highly regarded band, actually.
They are. They are. And look at their gig list. They seem to be gigging a hell of a lot.
They're hard working. Yeah, but they, yeah, I mean, they're gaining some decent recognition. I think they were up for a couple of Pure Rock magazine
they have,
awards.
They've won a couple. I think they didn't win one this year, but I think a couple of years ago they've won it twice. Look at their website. Yeah, they've done really well. So don't know what style of music was it. We can discuss that while we listen to it, can't we? Anyway, here's Define from the James Warner Prophecies.
Takes his hand, leads by design. His heart it beats for her, and then again it beats in time. With every passing rhythm, helps his words become divine. But he can't say them. We are a melody line. So he hopes she understands. Secret. Do you wanna know my thoughts for you to hold? I think you know. With every beat, four letters flow from hearts to minds and to and fro, from him to other highs and lows. But he can't say them.
Best eloquent music journalist manner, then you're saying that's just old rock,
yeah, alt rock, not old,
alt rock.
As in alternative.
Old, oh, right, okay, yeah, no, okay,
not,
okay, yeah,
not
okay,
Eric Clapton, old rock,
no,
they, so this is where I fall short of the esteemed Mr. Franklin, that my musical vocabulary is way smaller than his, and I don't have the same encyclopedic genre knowledge that the man has, but alt rock will do me.
You do pretty well with some big words there.
I know, I'm just showing off.
is this just like just a minute now, isn't it? How much can you talk on a subject you can't really talk about on without hesitation or repetition?
Not much.
Anyway, actually, we should talk about the band. That was, say, James Warner Prophecies from Derby. And so they've been touring all over the place. And you say they were down Swindon the other day. But that is a cracking... I mean, they you look at the photographs of them I was expecting something even heavier than that, even more...
Yeah, they're big, sweaty, hairy beasts.
They are, aren't they?
Really.
Beardy.
Very beardy. And a lot of their tunes are a lot more sort of noisier. Lot more noisier. You see, I'm brilliant at English.
They can do a course in this, you know.
We're talking properly.
No, maybe not. I'm not too sure about that. I can't help you with that one. No, putting words together, maybe. Well, that is talking, isn't it? You can see this show's scripted, can't you? I don't know who scripted it.
It's a blind leading the blind tonight.
It's a blind leading the blind, isn't it? No, that was a track called Define, and that was... What I like about that was... all right, I was expecting something heavier, but there was a lot of shade and light in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of melody and lyrically a lot of interest. I mean, he's I don't know who does the actual songwriting. I guess he's the front man.
No.
Whose name escapes me, but he's got a big beard.
Well, they've all got big beards, I think.
His is the longest. Oh, not the biggest, but the longest.
Oh, right, okay. All right.
Pointy.
Okay. Pointy.
But a lot bigger than yours.
Pointy is all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it curly, though?
No, it doesn't. Not curly, doesn't no. twist around corners like yours does. But, I think talented lyricists as well. You know, they know how to put a song together. And like you say, lots of light and dark shades throughout it. You know, keeps it interesting, keeps things moving.
They got their band interests as Jameson's, JD, Coffee and Beards. JD? What's
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels, of course it is, yeah. I was thinking something Diamond for some reason. Why do I think Johnny Depp? What's Johnny Diamond?
Johnny Depp? No.
Johnny Depp. Maybe they're fans of Johnny Depp as well, maybe.
Possibly. They're like Pirates of the Caribbean or something. They could be in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
they
could be, yeah. Absolutely. Definitely Beards. Coffee and Beards. All right, what they got? They've got... I think they are headlined by, looking at their website, they should be headlining a big event at the April bank holiday. I've made my notes, haven't put the date in. Well, you can find it on their website. You can find all links to all the bands on websites from our website, from the ladder factory.com, which is us, just in case you are hearing us on Bista Radio and you want to know who on earth you're listening to.
Want to know who on earth we're listening to.
Well, if you're listening to it through our podcast, then you will know because that's how you found it from you know. But if you listen to it through the radio, maybe because we are picked up by one or two out there. They got a gig coming up at the Hairy Dog Big Bank Holiday All Day over in Derby, and I think that's the April Bank Holiday coming up. So that'll be in a couple of weeks' time, but you'll be able to find it on their website, and that's the James Warner Prophecies.
Hi, this is Luke from Ulysses, and you're listening to the Green Ladder Show.
Well, we're really a new music show, really, aren't we? That's what we're about. We are a new music show. Does that mean we're playing...
Repeatedly,
but we're actually going back many, many... Well, actually, the track we will play at the end of what was going to be coming up will be new. But you've got a band going back here from the original punk era, really, from the late 70s, early 80s, UK Decay, who've been away and come back and been back about 5 years now.
Seems to be a lot of that going around with punk bands, sort of... reforming or coming back.
I think a lot of bands did it because they probably think it's some money. They probably like
people.
Take that and Spandau Ballet coming back and doing the big circuits and making big bucks maybe. Do you think there's money in it? There's money in it for them, isn't it?
Must be.
But we've got an interview here with Ray Philpott, who's a drummer with the original punk band, UK Decay, formed in 1979. Falling out from a band called The Resistors, which were formed just the year before in 1978. And they've got their first single for 30 years. So big things are expected. But first of all, let's go to our interview with Ray Philpott, the drummer. And I began by asking him, well, just to get him to tell me about the new single, what it's all about.
So the new single is called Killer. And it's, it's about... America and its sort of ability to kill anyone anywhere in any way that they want, really.
They've got the power, so they're going to use it.
The B-side is a song called Heavy Metal Jews, which is an anti-racist song, and how it's kind of, you know, how people shouldn't be judged by the actions of their government.
With a title like that, the it could obviously be interpreted the way around. Are the lyrics clear enough? Can you hear the words on the single, or could people misinterpret that from the title?
You can hear the words on the single. And we printed the words on the cover as well.
Just to make sure nobody gets it wrong.
Just to make sure that no one gets it wrong. Yeah. Okay. But the band is kind of like, you know, the band has always been, you know, in the forefront of fighting racism. Back in the day, it used to... Well, basically, the band's bassist, a guy called Eddie, is a black guy, and there weren't too many black guys associated with punk back in the day. And the band used to attract... A lot of skinheads used to come to the gigs just to try and smash them up and, you know, fight the punks in the audience and stuff. And so, you know, being an anti-racist band has always kind of been in the DNA from the word go.
Right,
so,
okay.
You know, it would...
So you decided to make that part of your new release to sort of re-emphasise that point then, really?
Well, I don't know if it was... It wasn't planned that way. I mean, it was basically, you know... Abbo wrote a song, and it happened to be an anti-racist song. So, you know, there's no great plan.
Okay.
It's just the way it comes out.
So this is the first release since 1983, you were saying, just for... Was that right? I do listen. I do my research, you see. 1983, yeah. So that is one huge gap. But the band actually has got back together. What, about 4 or 5 years ago? 2008, wasn't it? The band actually reformed.
That's right. So the band split up. In 83, having put out about 5 singles, an album and a 12-inch, and they kind of built up a real big sort of following back then, and those records topped the independent charts, and they sort of did various John Peel sessions, toured the States with the Dead Kennedys, and, you know, toured Europe consistently. And basically, I think that wore them out after 5 years, so, you know, they split up and... Nothing was ever heard of them again, and unfortunately, in the in that time, their original drummer Steve unfortunately passed away in India, and then in 2008, Spon the guitarist had started putting on parties for all the old sort of like punk crowd, and at one of these, he got a phone call out of the blue from Abbo, who he hadn't seen in years, saying, "Well, why don't we do a song?" And so I was a good friend of Spon's, and so he said, "Well, okay then, you know, I know someone who can play the drums." So we did a song, one of their sort of like famous songs called "For My Country." We did it twice because it's the only one that we knew. Abbo had forgotten the words, and the crowd sung it, and then on the back of that, a little bit of footage, and that went out on YouTube.
Right. Yeah.
But on the back of that, we started getting all sorts of people offering us. Festivals and
so the interest
abroad.
Picked up and said, "Well, get back together. You can come and play at our venues."
And so we basically thought, well, "Okay, then." So we went and learned, you know, a full set, and took it from and basically took it from there.
So you've been, how often have you, has the band been touring? Has it been touring, or has it been occasional gigs over the last few years?
Well, I don't. Yeah, we're not touring in the sense that we don't disappear for weeks on end. We've done, a few short tours of Germany, a short tour of Italy, kind of like over 5 days, sort of like, you know, 3 or 4 gigs over 5 days in each. I reckon since 2008, we've probably done getting on for 20, maybe 20 gigs.
Right.
But we tend to do one-offs or play festivals.
Right, okay. So, but after that, was a feeling of we've got to do something new to keep, otherwise it's...
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean,
you become your own tribute band if you're not careful, couldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. And we were playing the old songs and then kind of realised that, you know, we can't carry on doing this forever. We were getting a bit bored of them as well. So we sort of like thought, well, let's write some new stuff. And, you know, we've still got a lot to say. You know, there's not a lot of bands out there that seem to have a kind of message or anything to say. And we certainly feel that we do. So, yeah, we started writing songs and then over a year recorded them with a guy called Chris Tangaridis, who is a well-known producer. And, basically recorded an album. And that's out in 2 weeks.
The producer you just mentioned, he's been around a long time and he's done some real heavy work, hasn't he? Which is, I think, one of the reasons why you decided to sort of bring him into the fold, really, and get him to produce. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Chris Tangaridis... who's known as the Dark Lord. made his name with sort of like bands like, you know, Judas Priest and Black Sabbath, and, you know, he was kind of the metal producer to go to. And obviously we're not a metal band, but, you know, the new songs are a lot heavier than the old songs, and we wanted a big, big sound. So we went to Chris and recorded in his studio, which are basically plonked right on top of the White Cliffs of Dover, in an old gun emplacement. And, yeah, he just got an amazing sound. I mean, basically, you know, a lot of, you know, a lot of bands now go into studios and it's all done in Pro Tools and stuff like that. But really, you know, you listen to the drum sound and it's literally, it is just the drum kit and the mics and that's it.
So this is analog recording.
It's analog recording. It's recorded, at, you know, it's analog recording that is then sort of like put on mastered digitally or something.
Sure.
And there was a bit, you know, there's little bits of work on sort of like, you know, Pro Tools and stuff. But, you know, fundamentally, it's a man in a studio with some microphones and some good gear, really.
So you say the album, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I was going to say,
you might, you know, if anyone's seen the film Anvil, they would have seen Chris because he's featured in that.
Yes, that's right. Because we watched it together, didn't we?
We watched
it together. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Yeah, and let me say, he's our producer. He's our producer. He's the man. He's the man that's going to make us famous.
Something like that.
But this album, then, all right, you got the single out now. The single of what's it called again?
The single's called Killer.
Killer, that's right. And the album, has the album got a title?
Yeah, the album's called New Hope for the Dead.
Okay.
And you know, and there's various ways you can read that. One is, you know, the band were dead and now they're not, so it's, you know, new hope for the band. You could also read it as, you know, society is dying and, you know, but there's new hope for society.
Well, that's good. I want a bit of hope.
Is it
a happy album then?
Yeah, it's a happy album actually. I mean, but, you know, it's a political album and it's a personal album, I would say. So, you know, there's some big, you know, there's some, you know, songs on it which are blatantly political themes, and sort of like, you know, about the, you know, alienation that you can get from a society based as sort of like, you know, as ours is. And then there's some personal sort of like songs as well about, you know, sort of like, you know, life and good parts of life and the bad parts of life. And
were you all jointly writing the stuff together, or was it a bit of a mixture? How did that work?
It's a bit of a mixture. I mean, really, you know, a lot of the ideas came from Abbo, the singer, and then we worked them up from there, basically. So,
when is the album out then? You said that's going to be out
on
in...
I think it's the 15th of April.
Okay, and you got any gigs around to be promoting it in the
basically
spring?
We've done quite a few gigs up to this point, and now we're in the process of booking to promote it. At the moment, the only thing that's confirmed is a gig in Luton on the 10th of May. But we're now sort of like booking gigs for the summer and beyond. But basically, we're doing this all ourselves, so a lot of our efforts, and everyone's got like full-time jobs and things and families, so a lot of our efforts have been based about the mechanics of actually getting the album out, getting the cover, you know, basically redesigning the website. And so we're kind of, you know, booking gigs has taken a bit of a, it's gone on a bit of a back burner at the moment, but we've got lots of offers, and so we just need to get back and really work out which ones we want to do or not.
But you're all spread all over the place. That always makes things
difficult.
Yeah,
it does, actually. So I'm in rural Oxfordshire, you know, part of the what do they call it?
You weren't going to say the Cotswolds, were you?
No.
We are the gateway to the Cotswolds.
We are the gateway to the Cotswolds.
But there are many
gateways. No, the Chipping Norton set, obviously.
Okay, yeah. Of course you are, yes, absolutely. Yeah, you and Jeremy and all those people. We can edit that bit if you want.
That'd be good, yeah. And Spon is in Northamptonshire. Eddie, the bass player, is up in Birmingham. John, the second guitarist, is in Luton, and Abbo's in London.
Because the album's made, but you do have as you just mentioned there, you've got an extra guitarist to help you fill out the sound for the live work.
Yeah, because the new stuff's a lot heavier than the old stuff. And so the original idea was that Abbo would play the guitar live, and then we sort of like thought, well, if he does that, there's going to be no movement on stage at all. It's going to be quite static. So we got a second guitarist in. So we've got a guy called Johnny G, who's who I've known. He's been my mate since I was like 17 or something. We've been in a like succession of bands together, and so he's come on board to sort of like, you know, play rhythm guitar and fatten it all out, allowing Spon to go mental over the top of it.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thanks for chatting to us today. Really appreciate that. And we're going to listen to that track, Kill In It.
Thanks.
Slightly unexpected, but that was UK Decay with their comeback single Killer. And I suppose in my mind that's prog punk.
Lovely. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I know, yeah, I can see
take
what
that,
mean.
Franklin.
Prog punk. You've been genning up, haven't you? You've been looking through that encyclopedia of musical terms.
I've been rummaging through Dave's brain. I just thought, yeah, there's the elements of the punk in there. I mean, obviously, they've got something to say,
as he said.
You know, there's a political message going on there amongst all the Anne rhymes.
How many Anne rhymes did you count then? Iran, Kazakhstan,
Pakistan, I think was in there.
Was Japan in there?
I don't know. Did he move on? I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. But maybe we missed it.
But they kind of have done a little bit of updating. Nice little bit of updating, actually. I quite appreciated that. There's a lot of sort of synths and other kinds of more modern, almost dance type noises. It's quite brave for a punk band in some ways to do that.
It wasn't as harsh as I was expecting when they gave it to me. I was expecting something as the original punk was, you know, rough around the edges. And that's not. That's hard, but not rough around the edges at all.
No, not at all. So, I'd say there was, the harshness was in some of the subject matter, perhaps. And things. But, I mean, vocally, that really reminded me. I don't know if you remember the band Space from back in the Britpop days.
Yeah.
Like Female of the Species and stuff. Vocally, sounded just like him.
Oh, right.
Weird. Maybe that was odd.
Maybe he's had an operation, maybe, or something. Or something has happened there.
I don't know. They've definitely mellowed in their old age. Orally.
Mellowed and prog rock, all in one.
Yeah,
that's good for a punk rock band, isn't it? Mellow punk.
Mellow prog punk.
Yes, all right. How many terms can we get in? All right, well, that was that was UK Decay, originally from Luton, but really all over the place, as you heard in the interview there. They've all gone all in different directions, and they've only got one gig lined up so far, going back to their hometown in Luton, playing at the Hat Factory. Another factory.
Mm.
Ladder and Hats. That's on the 10th of May.
To be fair, that's probably all they can deal with at their age.
don't.
Let's safely ensconced in Luton. I'm safe.
No, one of them's here in Farringdon, mate.
Oh.
Now you realise. So you'd like to rewrite that review.
Yeah. It's a shame that they're only doing one gig at the moment, because I'm sure they're quite capable of a lot more.
Yes, definitely. No, I think they do intend to do a lot more gigs. So they haven't got it sorted yet, really.
Sorry, is that my taxi that I can hear?
It's too late, mate. Too late, mate. In fact, if you do want a taxi, you could go down to this place, actually.
Every year in Britain, the lives of thousands of people are made a misery by chronic constipation, diverticulitis, and other diseases affecting the bowels. To avoid these debilitating conditions, there are a number of lifestyle changes and preventative measures you can take. One of the most effective is now available here in the market town of Farringdon. Yee-haw! Uncle Philpot's Country and Western Colonic Irrigation Bar is now open. Come on in, grab a beer, stick a hosepipe up your ass, and let the world drop out of your bottom. Enjoy the healthy lifestyle of the Nashville Ranch Hands at Uncle Philpot's Country and Western Colonic Irrigation Bar in the Market Square, Farringdon, Oxfordshire.
There was no connection whatsoever with the two Philpots mentioned between the track and the advert there.
I'm just wondering whether that's the explanation for why cowboys wear 10-gallon hats.
To carry around all their shit, you mean?
Yes.
You wouldn't want to.
Would 10 gallons be big enough? I don't know. Not for some people, I know.
It depends if you've had some colonic irrigation. You might. Yeah. But you wouldn't actually carry it around, though, would you, really? Would you? Or you just carry it from A to B?
I don't know. Some people might.
That's just specialist websites, though. And we don't go into those sort of websites. It leaves a nasty taste in my mouth. All right, okay, let's go on something. We are varying from one genre of music to a very different genre of music throughout the show today, I think, really. And we're going to some delicious, swooning late 50s, early pop. Fancy a bit of that?
I think so.
You do? Right on.
Thank you. try to hide what we can't hide. Don't pull the wool over your eyes. Don't call me baby. Don't call me love. Don't call me darling. All that romantic stuff. Don't say I love.
Lovely,
very chirpy,
wasn't it? It was spot on the sound they were getting through, wasn't it? What they're aiming for, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's obvious
on.
What it was, and they do it well, don't they?
They do, yeah. And it's nice that it's original. It's an original song, original composition, rather than somebody trotting out the old classics and doing the circuit with all the famous songs.
No. I mean, they've got a whole album, a six-track mini LP. I don't know, it's not an EP, whatever it is.
Maxi EP.
EP. It sounds good, doesn't it, really? It's irrelevant on the internet these days, isn't it? It's just a collection of six songs, isn't it? But yeah, they do it. And they I've seen them live, and they dress accordingly, and they've got the movements, they have the dance movements, the hand movements, and they're wonderful live.
It's a lovely
and
voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really impressed. And Joe Moore's really the man behind all this. He's the writer and producer of this, and that was The Yearning with Don't Call Me Baby, a band based here in Oxfordshire, but well, they are going to be playing all over the place soon, but they've only got one gig lined up at the moment. They're playing at Embrace Arts over in Leicester. That's on Friday the 15th of March. In fact, I did do an interview with them a couple of months ago, but that's on my other show. That's on my Farringdon show, because he's local. We have included a few local things in it, haven't we?
I was just about to pick a big bone with you. No. I'm here under false pretenses. No. This is the national show, Sean. And we've had Duotone from Oxford, and we've had The Yearning from Farringdon in Oxford.
But some partisan behaviour going on.
It
just happens to be they are based here. It made it very easy to do those things. But these bands aren't. I mean, this is a national signed band. You know, they do perform. They go and perform in Spain. They've got gigs in Spain lined up. They are not.
That's international, know, not
that's
national.
International. There you go. Have I recovered myself a little bit? Have I leapfrogged now from being local back to the international stage, maybe?
Close.
All right, okay. Should we move on instead, shall we? Let's not argue. All right, we'll do this instead then.
Oh, I can't get my winkle out with my horn pen. I can't get my winkle out. Isn't it a sin?
Okay, after that little pause for breath, next up we've got a band down from London. They're called The Manic Shine. Four-piece. They're from all over the place originally, Scotland and various parts of the Middle East and all sorts. And just to link back to James Warner Prophecies, they are also a very hairy, beardy kind of band. They've got some very creative beards going on.
Creative beards?
Do they check out them,
or?
Quite probably, actually. There's some beard artistry.
Do they keep their sandwiches in there and a flask of tea?
One of them certainly is big enough that potentially there's a flask or knowing him, bottle of some whiskey or something tucked in there.
Oh, right. Okay. Sounds good.
A bottle of scotch. This track is called Tin Crown Kings. It's the lead single and first tune on their brand new album, which is out on April Fool's Day. Read into that what you will. Album's called Let Go or Be Dragged and released by Animal Farm Records. So here's Tin Crown Kings.
Your pillow.
Yeah, we have had the Manic Shine. Is it Shines or Shine?
Shine.
The Shine. We had the Manic Shine on the show. I think one of our first Green Ladder shows, actually. Dave Franklin brought some of their tracks along.
He's a bit of a fan.
Is he? All right.
But it's his fault that I like them.
Oh, really? Is it? Have they played over this way then?
They have, yes.
They might have done. All right, okay.
They may be playing again very, very soon over this way as well.
All right. Do you have a date for that?
22nd of March.
22nd of March. Where at?
At The Furnace, or... as will be Basement 73 come the beginning of April.
Oh, right, okay. But not on the day they'll be playing?
No, it's one of the last gigs before the sort of revamp that they have planned down there. Renaming and reopening and all that kind of malarkey.
That's a cracking track anyway, isn't it? The Crown Kings.
Tin Crown Kings.
Tin Crown Kings. Is the rest of the LP or EP in the similar
vein,
is it?
Full album.
Oh, right. All right, well, they've been busy then.
Full album,
they?
It's even available on real CD copies and all sorts of things.
Vinyl, maybe? Are they going,
I don't know. I'd like to think so, but I'm not sure.
No.
Probably
that's,
not.
That's a big investment. That's even bigger investment, isn't
that's
it?
That's expensive
really?
These days.
Yeah. But no, that's a great track, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really, I mean, they're a nice combination of sort of earthy, rocky noise sounds. Mm. And again, a lot of sort of blips and beeps and synths and that sort of stuff, a lot of effects.
Yeah, there are a few. I did pick up a few blips and beats in there. I didn't think the blips and beats actually were helping it.
I like the way that they work together.
I thought it was a slight distraction, actually, personally.
Agree to disagree.
But despite that, I still like the track. I can live with it, or without it, preferably. But I could live with it. I'm sure they're
no
really
taste.
Upset by that, aren't they? No, they're not. They probably give a toss what I think, really. I suppose at the end of the day, don't they? So they got what? They got one gig coming up this week. They're actually
on a national tour at the moment.
Where else? You got any dates?
I haven't got any dates, but they're working their way down the country. I know they've sort of done Scotland and the North, doing a few shows in the West Country, Swindon, Cheltenham, I think, or Gloucester, places like that before sort of sweeping back towards their home turf. But if you look them up on Facebook, it's all the usual Facebook shenanigans, followed by The Manic Shine, all as one word.
Yeah.
It's got a full tour itinerary there and where you can pre-order the album, download the first album. This is their second full album. So, it was one of these ones that was funded through the audience, the fans.
Oh, a pledge.
Pledge funded.
We had Amy's Ghost from Reading on the show, on the last show, I think. They were doing that, which that's a good way to do it, isn't it?
It seems to be increasingly common, yeah. Because I suppose you, at this level, you don't need too many thousands of pounds.
No.
Which, if you're not earning a great deal, is a lot. But for if you've got a good fan base, it's a small amount, each.
Okay, great, okay. So what that was, just remind me of that date again.
They're playing at The Furnace on the 22nd of March with a few local bands. Sky Burns Red from Swindon, Tides of Change, who are a very young band from Swindon, opening the show.
Right, yeah,
and
you know them, yeah.
In the middle is a Salisbury band called Middle Name Kill, who are a fantastic, noisy bunch of lads.
Be a noisy night then.
It's meant to be a noisy night, yes.
Good stuff.
Not for the faint-hearted.
Finding it hard to make ends meet? Does your husband still have to wear last season's football shirt in his local pub? Child benefit payments on 8 kids still not enough to pay for that surround sound plasma TV system? Don't despair. A little financial help could be just around the corner. Each one of those little bastards has 2 kidneys, one of which it could easily do without, and which you could be turning into instant cash at Cash for Kidneys, London Street, Farringdon. Yes, with just one flick of a surgical scalpel, you could be walking away with up to £25 in cash. Drag your brats to Cash for Kidneys today, and you could be enjoying a whole morning supply of super strength lager or stroking the scabs on a brand new tattoo. Cash for Kidneys, making the financial demands on your life a little bit easier. Find us at London Street, Farringdon, Oxfordshire.
Gonna make it all, it's gonna live it. We're turning to suckers, I'm turning.
Not exactly a geezer band, as I said when I heard the name The Lash, is it then, really, with vocals like that?
No, definitely not.
Definitely
a pair of lungs on her, that girl
pair
has.
Pair of lungs on her, yeah. So that was The Lash with a song called Rent. And that, you're right, cracking vocals there.
Yeah.
What do you know about this band, then?
They hail from Newport in South Wales.
Right, okay.
I think the most interesting fact, I suppose, about them, well, there's a couple. They got a fantastic promo video for that song that was made for £0, they claim.
Yeah.
And I still argue this with them. But they made it for £0 on mobile phones. Doesn't look like it.
Bloody hell.
But they swear blind that it was made on various mobile phones, or cheap mobile phones or something.
They
so,
just stuck it on together on and some they've edited media it together.
I don't know what the editing was, but it's really, really quite a good, clever little
video. I'll have to look at
that. And the drummer is a bit of an old boy, that's the wrong terminology, a moderately famous face from, I suppose, Britpop days.
Yeah.
He was the drummer in a band called 60 Foot Dolls. Oh. Who had a few decent-sized hits
back
in the day. Things like Stay and stuff. A band I quite liked. I remember liking. So looking forward to seeing them.
But the vocals, that was quite... you were saying a bit soulful, but the music was... That was, it seemed like really early 70s, what you said, stomping rock.
Stomping rock, yeah.
It really was, wasn't it?
That, leading into the glam sort of.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Out of that 60s rock, into the glam, that sort of era. And it's some nice contrasts.
Definitely, yeah, enjoyed that. So they come in our way at all?
Yes. They are, funnily enough, coming our way.
Hang on. You were chastising me earlier on, dare I say. See, I can use big words as well, you see. For mentioning locality, this is our national show, the Green Ladder Show, on fromtheladderfactory.com.
They're an international band.
But they're an international
band.
They're
from Wales.
But flying into Swindon Airport shortly.
Yeah, exactly, Swindon International.
Swindon International Airport.
To appear yet again at the Furnace, although it will be Basement 73 by the time they roll into town. They're one of the bands that's appearing on the opening weekend.
Oh, good,
They're playing on the Saturday night, the 6th. I ought to know this, of April, as one of the support bands to a group called British Harlem, mm-hmm. who a lot of people will be certainly familiar with their previous bands like Youngblood.
Oh, right, yeah, and stuff. Yeah.
One of these bands that disappeared and have shot back into prominence with a cracking EP. So The Lash...
Arising from the ashes, as they say.
At the Furnace, exactly.
That's, oh, okay, oh, but, God. Oh, smooth as shit.
Well, it won't be the Furnace anymore.
All right. No,
so The Lash, 6th of April, as part of the grand opening weekend of that, which should be a good night.
Great.
A lot of strange stuff going on over the few days.
We are actually come to the end of the show now.
Can't I self-promote any more?
How much more do you want? We have discussed self-promotion on this show before, but... Was there anything particularly you'd like to bring to the attention of the audience at this moment in time?
No.
Before we go to an old friend.
I think we should go to the old friend.
We'll go to the old friend. Okay. Well, I have been listening to Sean and Ed on Green Leather Show on From the Leather Factory. If you're out there and if you're listening to this, if you're a band and you want to send us any music, please do. Please pass on the word as well. Spread the word about the show. Obviously, the more listeners, the more promotion there is for the bands that we're playing. Because at the end of the day, it's what it's all about, because we ain't going to be retiring on this, are we?
We get no money.
We get no money.
Do you hear that? No money.
We do it for the love of it, don't we?
Apparently.
For the love of it.
All right. I do it because I'm chained to this chair.
You are, you are. You can move now. I think that was really good sound, actually. Now I nailed you to the chair. You couldn't move an inch, could you, really?
No.
No, okay. We're going to go and we're going to have a word with an old friend of ours now.
Can I go home now, Sean?
You can go home, a cup of tea.
Black Knight, that's not right. I don't feel so bright. I don't care, so sit tight. Maybe I'll find on the way down the line that I'm free. Free to be me. Black Knight is a long way from home.